Colossians 8, verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. He said, go ye therefore and make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. So, I want to show us something. As we go ahead in our teaching today, Hebrews, quickly, chapter number 10, verses 24. I'll talk about verse 23. You see, let us hold fast the profession of faith without wavering. So for he is faithful that has promised. Hebrews 10, 23. Now 24. So let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. 25. And let us forsake the assembling of ourselves together and the manner of some is, but exhort to one another, and so much from, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. He says, not forsaking. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10, 25. He says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves. Hallelujah. He says, as it is in the character of some people too. Hallelujah. So there are those who just neglect the assembly. Now he said, you as a believer shouldn't neglect the coming together. Don't neglect the coming together to church. Hallelujah. Some of us treat going to church with laxity. When you're supposed to be in church, you want someone to come and call you for church. No. Hallelujah. Amen. I say this. When you belong to a church and you've been there one at least a month, you don't need anybody to remind you that service is tomorrow. Some people want someone to give them transport money. You want to help them? No. You should plan towards church. Hope you're hearing me. Believers go to church. Hope you're following me. Believers go to what? Believers don't watch church online. You know, people now have options. I don't watch church online. No. Church is where we go to. He said, do not forsake the assembly. Assembling of ourselves together. That is our coming together. So the way Bible defines church is where we come together. Is a coming together physically, bodily present. That is church. Church is where we are bodily present. Not where we watch online. Hallelujah. Be careful of that. Church is not what you watch on the internet. That's not church. Nobody gets effectively discipled on the internet. Online. Hallelujah. I was sharing with a younger friend in the course of the week, and I told him something. I said, see, discipleship, the Bible talk about discipleship is not what you get by watching online. You don't get discipleship because discipleship goes beyond teaching God's word. It goes beyond that. Hallelujah. It goes beyond just hearing God's word. Discipleship is the totality, is the total package of what you receive for coming to church. Say, I am watching it online. Does your pastor know you? The pastor you are watching online. Amen. Glory to God. So, you have to endeavor to ensure that you are in church physically. Physically. Glory to God. Amen. Some people who are doing online church was as a result of COVID. We know those things. Hallelujah. COVID made some people say it's a new normal. But there's not a new normal about it. I was sharing with a guy, I said, see, before some of this new normal started, we stopped doing all those online church way before COVID. COVID didn't, and then we stopped it. We started doing online church in 2013. But that's not church. Hallelujah. But we stopped. Glory to God. We stopped. So let's, so if I'm telling you today, that you are not effectively discipled online. I know what I'm telling you. God wants you physically present. That's what church is. Glory to God. Jesus will say, where two or three are gathered, is that gathered? In John 21, he met Peter, and then he said to him, feed my sheep, feed my lamb. At that point, when it tells him to figure, that is the work of the pastor. It's not going to be done virtually. No! Okay, everything. It's not done virtually. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, on Sunday morning, what you do is to get off your house, make sure you're on time, and find your way to church. Amen. You don't need someone to call you. Are you coming to church? Brother Toby, where are you? Are you not waking up?
That's late.
Go and take your bath, okay. 30 minutes after, where are you? I'm just entering the toilet. Who are you to? After 1 month. After 1 hour, where are you? I just say I should drink small pap. Savage, you are running late. I know. You are feeling important. No. Amen. Amen. A disciple is one who is found in church. Hallelujah. And found early. You come to church early. Hope you're hearing me. Hope you're hearing me. You come to church when? Early. Very early. Come to church. Glory to God. Right? When you do this, when you begin to come to church early, listen, you don't need someone to remind you that Sunday is church. Then you're already, the word of God you are hearing in church is now making impact in your life. Hallelujah. Let's get back to what we're looking at. Matthew 28. So he said, make disciples, right? Matthew 28:18. It says, go therefore and teach all nations. That word to teach there is where you have the word make disciples, right? The New King James put it as make disciples, Matthew 2. Make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the age. Now look at what it says in verse 20. It says, teaching them to observe. Now we said, the use of that word observe is the word terio. Now we are teaching you on spirit-led talk. You started that last week, right? Spirit-led talk. So the use of that word observe is when you have the word in the Greek terio. Terio is used for how you watch something. You watch something. You watch something in such a way that you do not let it go out of your sight. Amen. Out of your sight. How you look at something. You don't let it go out of your sight. You're just looking at it. Hallelujah. They teach them to observe all what I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you. So that means stereo deeds with the top. With the top. Glory to God. Therefore we said, in discipleship. In discipleship, our mind is vital to how we grow. We said that last week, right? Right? Our mind is vital to how we grow. Our mind. Our mind is very important. Very, very important. Looking at the word disciple, make disciple, that word disciple is from the Greek word matitio. Matitio is from another word matitis, mantano. Where you have the root word mat. How you apply your mind. This is that, so in discipleship, what you do is that you apply your mind. Your mind. God needs you to apply your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your mind is important. 1 Thessalonians quickly. I have a couple of things to look at this morning. 1 Thessalonians. Chapter number 5. Verse 23. It says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It says your whole spirit, soul, and body. So we say, what is man? It says man is spirit, soul, and body. Is that what we said? Man is what? Spirit, soul, and body. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Man is spirit, soul, and body. So we say, when a man gets born again, what has he received? He has received the Spirit of God, right? The Spirit of God into his heart, into his spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. John 14, verse 16, and I'll pray the Father will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. You see that? So when a man gets born again, he has received the Spirit of God into his heart, into his spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we can say in salvation, what was saved? Our mind or our spirit? Our spirit was saved. Did you see that? In salvation, man's spirit was saved. That's why when a man gets born again, he didn't forget the things he was doing. Amen. Before he got born again. So people got born again and kept doing what they were doing. Glory to God. And kept doing what they were doing. Glory to God. Hope you're following me. So in salvation, what God says is our spirit. It's our spirit. Our spirit got saved in salvation. But I say to you that God now needs your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to influence your mind. Your mind. So God is interested in our mind. Our spirit got born again. And God wants the spirit to influence the mind. So the mind, which we call the soul, right? Right? We say it deals with the core part. I'm doing a review of what I said last week. It deals with the core part of a man. The soul or the mind. Right? Deals with the core part of a man. Many times in scripture we said it is used for or is referred to as the heart. Did you see that last week? It's referred to as the heart. It's referred to as the heart. Sometimes even referred to as the spirit. But it's referred to as the heart. It is referring to the mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22. 1 Peter 1 22. It says, see that you purify your soul in obeying the truth, through the Spirit, unto unfailing love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with pure heart fervently. I was referring to the mind. I said, pure heart, referring to your mind being pure. But here's what he says there. He says, see you purify your soul in obeying the truth, through the Spirit. You see that? You see that? Through the Spirit. You see what God wants to do to your mind. He wants to influence your mind from the Spirit. Hope you are seeing it. Purifying of your soul through the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at 1 John 3, verse 20 to 21. Let's see this. 3:20. It says, if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. Okay, let's start from verse 18 so that you get this. Say, my little children, let us not love the world, neither in thought nor in deed. Let us not love the world, neither in tongue, but in deed, in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, the effect of our heart here is not the spirit. If our heart condemns us, it's referring to the mind. You see that? If our mind condemns us, you see that? Amen. Condemns us. God is greater than our mind and knoweth all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our mind there. Hope you're following me. Our mind. So the word heart is used there for the mind. So why was heart used? It's used because it deals with the core part of a man's being. Right? Right? Very vital. Never forget that. Glory to God. Glory to God. So the mind is vital. And God needs it. It's vital to God. So God wants to influence it. Look at James quickly. James 1. Verse 21. It says, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of nothingness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. So God is interested in our mind. Amen. Who is able to save your soul? Remember, he said you purify your soul through the Spirit. 1 Peter 1:22. You purify your soul with the Spirit. Now he says here, you save your soul. Isn't that? What can save the soul? He says the word, engrafted word. We're going to start seeing that today. The engrafted word is able to save your soul. So that means God needs our mind. Hallelujah. 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 A second, please. Glory to God. Glory. God is interested in our mind. Hallelujah. So our mind is important to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our mind is important to God. God needs our mind. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. Look at Romans chapter 12. Romans 12. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the message of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He says, and be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world. He says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, stop. Now, you see the vital part of the mind. He says, God doesn't want you to be like them in the world. He says, don't be conformed to the world. The word conformed there is where you have the Greek word sugematizo, which is to try to fit into what doesn't suit you. Amen. Amen. Don't be conformed to this world. We're trying to put yourself into what doesn't suit you. Right? And I said, how would you not be conformed? He said, by the renewing of your mind. Of your mind. So that means your mind is vital in how you function in the earth as a believer. So that you may know now which is the good, the acceptable and the perfect will of God. So that means with my mind, I'll be able to prove God's will. So God needs my mind. Open your enemy. Say, God needs my mind. Say to your neighbor, God needs your mind. Tell someone else, God needs your mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Look at Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4. All over the world. Verse 23. It says, keep your heart. Is it heart not or mind? Heart or mind? Is it spirit or mind, brother? Okay, it says, keep your heart. You read from verse 20, I said, from verse 20. He said, my son, attend to my words, incline your ears to my saying. He said, let them not depart out of thy eye. That, is that your thought? From verse 4. Let them not depart out of thy eye, which is your thought. Say, keep them in the midst of your heart. He said, for they are life. Hallelujah. So then they find it. And a health, medicine to all their flesh. He has to keep your heart. Keep your mind. He said, with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Hallelujah. He said, you keep your heart. Hallelujah. We were here last week, right? We're coming back here. With all diligence, out of it are the issues of life. But if your mind isn't important, Scripture won't tell you to guard your heart. Scripture won't tell you to guard your heart. All of false prayer. All of false prayer. You know, we say we pray. False prayer was about knowledge. Yes. But it was directed towards what? The mind. Look at Ephesians 1 quickly. Let's take all of false prayer for the church. Ephesians 1. Look at verse 17. He says, that the God of our Lord, I'll start with verse 6, cease not to give thanks, make mention of you in my prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Right? Now, it's actually give unto you not spirit of wisdom, actually wisdom of the spirit. I've taught you that. Hallelujah. The word of believer has is already the spirit of God. So it speaks there about the wisdom of the spirit. You have the wisdom of the spirit, and he now explained that wisdom of the spirit as revelation in the knowledge of him. Verses 18. The eyes of your understanding. Can you see that? Eyes of your understanding. Is that your mind? Is that your mind? He said, being enlightened, that you may know, that word know there brings to cognizance that he's referring to the mind. That you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at chapter 3 again. He prays in chapter 3. What is it, chapter 3? From verse 15. I'll start from verse 14. He says, for this cause I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, it is, may be able to do what? May be able to do what? Comprehend. The word comprehend there is the Greek word katalambano. So let comprehend with all things what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. Verse 19. And to know. That's the word ginosko there. To know, ginosko. He said to know the love of Christ, which passeth all knowledge. To know the love of Christ. What are following it? What are following it? Glory to God. Glory to God. Hope you are with me now. Amen. Amen. So, very vital. The love of Christ. So that means, when it uses the word know there, the use of that word know shows it deals with the mind. Hope you are following me. Hope you are following me. It deals with the what? Mind. The mind, the love of Christ, which passeth all knowledge. The mind. So God needs our mind. Look at that verse 19. That's the word ginosko there. The love of Christ. Look at Colossians quickly. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. Colossians 1, 9. It says, for this cause, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will. What is that? Ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Understanding there again. Hallelujah. That word filled with understanding of the spirit. That is the spiritual understanding there. That you might be filled with the understanding of the spirit. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A good understanding of spiritual things. Glory to God. Glory to God. That ye may walk worthy of the Lord. Also, please, be fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering, joyfulness. So, you see that it is clear. You see that it is clear that the prayer there is a prayer towards the mind. You see that? So, the mind is important to God. Hope you're following me. The mind is important to God. Philippians 1:9. Get back to Philippians. Again, it says. It says, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. In knowledge, that ye may approve the things that are excellent, and yet that is sincere without offense to the day of Christ. Say, be filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He used the word that I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all discernment, judgment, the mind. You see that? Hallelujah. The mind. And this is very vital. This is very vital. That means my mind is important in how I follow the will of God. My mind is important in how I obey the will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So my mind is important. My mind is important. So back to Proverbs chapter 4. 23, it says to guard your heart with all diligence. Guard your mind with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You guard your mind with all diligence. Out of it are the issues of life. Out of your mind are the issues of life. Now we said when you use the word guard there, shows that your heart or your mind now, right? It shows the mind has an external source. I'll put it like this. It has an external source. So how does information get into the mind? It's internal and external. So when I say you guard your heart, it means the sources. You are guarding it against external sources. Can you see? You guard it against external sources. I said to us that your mind is the central processing area of your heart, of your life. Everything, I'll put it like this, everything a man eats is first a product of his mind. We're going to see it. Everything a man, every action of a man is first a product of his mind. Glory to God. So your mind is important. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, information you hear, things you hear, things you see, things you touch, they go straight forth into your mind. Information you hear, information you listen to, you watch. Don't say this is a, I don't want to say this, don't overrate your humanity. Don't overrate, don't say, no, I'm just watching it, it doesn't have any effect on me. It does! Amen? Never say, let me just watch it. It doesn't have any effect. It does have an effect. You may not see the effects now. An ocean doesn't get full. It's, okay. A normal thing is a little drop of water makes a mighty ocean, right? Right? Aha. So it's little by little till it begins to get plenty. Little by little, you begin to allow it. So you watch your mind. What would you allow in? Amen. Amen. Believers don't get comfortable in some places. No, you know why scripture says you say that you shouldn't be found among the skunkle? Or you think it's just there as a placard? Oh, hallelujah. You guard your heart. God there, we're going to get to that. God there is not passive, is active. You guard your heart. We're going to see that shortly. You guard your heart. Just like the man at the border, the custom officer, doesn't allow contraband coming, right? That's how you stay the guard over your life, over your heart. And then you do Operation Trump. Everybody that has entered with illegal documents, every time I've entered with illegal documents, chase them out, deport them out. Ha-ha! I call it Operation Peace. Amen. Deport them out. You are taking a guard over your heart. Hold your word with me. You mount a guard. I say, I'm not a soldier. God has made you a soldier over your heart. Don't lie anything. Amen. You just go anywhere and hear any song. I said, no. No, don't worry. Don't worry. It's nothing. Amen. Before you know it, you begin to dance Casablanca. Rubbish. Amen. Glory to God. So, I asked the question, how powerful is the mind? Well, Genesis 11 verse 16. Now the man deals with the thought process, right? Right? Genesis 11, 6, let's see something. And the Lord said, "Said the people is one, and they have all one language." I don't know when they were about to build what some people call, and it's funny, they were about to build the Tower of Babel. But someone said they were building a house to reach heaven. How can they be building a house to reach heaven? There was a skyscraper they were building, they wanted to touch heaven. Come, let's knock your head, or let's open your brain and pour breeze inside. It wasn't a skyscraper they were building. Amen. In fact, there was no archaeological fact that pointed to any skyscraper being built before. Amen. If you said that God wanted to build a house to get to heaven, go to Dubai. You see building and you say, "Hey!" So why didn't God scatter that? Amen. Glory to God. They were building a skyscraper to get to heaven. What they were building, he said, let's read what they were building. Verse 4. And they said, "God, let us build us a city and a tower. Yet let's build us a city and a tower whose top budget may reach unto heaven." Now, heaven, as I've taught you, you have to understand what is heaven in Genesis 1. Genesis 2, Genesis 3. Heaven is used for the supernatural. So when they said, "Let's build that the top may reach heaven," it was not referring to the sky. It was referring to what? A supernatural place of worship. You see that? So, history has it that they were building a ziggurat. A ziggurat is a place of worship for idols, whose top may reach the heaven. You see that? And it was referring to the supernatural. Hallelujah. So they were building a building for idols. You see that? For idols, so that they will exalt their name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Then the counter narrative will be Genesis 12, verse 2. It says, "And I will make thee a great nation." Now that's the counter narrative. Man was building a building for himself, for idol worship. God said, "I will make thee a great nation. I'll bless thee and I will make my name great." That was thy name, they rather my name great. My name. So it is not man's name, it's God's name. Hope you're seeing it. Hope you're seeing it. So what they were building was not a ziggurat. What they were building is a ziggurat, not a skyscraper. What are you following me? Amen? Amen? So God now said, okay, verse 6. It says, "Behold, they have one language, and this they began to do, and nothing shall be restrained from them which they've imagined to do." So nothing shall be restrained which they've imagined. So that means, man will do what he has imagined to do. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Imagine to do. So what they are doing is what they have thought of. What they have processed in their mind. Hallelujah. Look at something else in Deuteronomy. Quickly. This is just by the wayside. Deuteronomy 19. Quickly. It says, verse 19. It says, "Then shall ye do unto him as ye had thought to have been done unto his brother. So thou shalt put evil away from among you." So he has thought to do evil to his brother. He says, "Do that unto him." Is that? So he thought to do evil, right? Thought to do evil, then do unto him that which he has thought to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis 6. Verse 5. Genesis 6, verse 5. What is it? It says, "And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of his thoughts, of the thought of his heart, was only evil continually, and he repented the Lord that he made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart." So, man began to do wickedly. And God said that was because that is the his imagination, his heart, his thought, is full of evil. That is why there was wickedness in the earth. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So that means a man's action is just a product of his thought process. A man's action is just a product of his thought process. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God wants us to deal with the wrong thought, wrong imagination. God wants us to deal with it. Open with me to Zechariah quickly again. Zechariah. And Zechariah chapter 8, quickly. Verse 17. Are you there? It says, 17. It says, and let none of you imagine evil in your heart against his neighbor. Can you see? Let none of you imagine evil in his heart against his neighbor. And love no false oath. For all these things I hate, fear the Lord. Isn't that? So God wants us to deal with wrong thoughts. So don't have wrong thoughts in your heart against your neighbor. Don't have wrong thoughts. Isn't that? God doesn't want you to have wrong thoughts. He doesn't want you to have wrong thoughts. Hallelujah. Because wrong attitude is also a product of wrong thoughts. And also a product of your wrong belief system. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. 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 But rather, he wants your heart to be influenced with his spirit. To be influenced with his spirit through his spirit. First, Peter has read earlier, his spirit. He wants you to be influenced from the spirit. That is eternal. We're getting there. Wrong thought. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wrong thought. I told you, you could do something about your thoughts. You can. You can't stop yourself from thinking. Hope you're with me. And I said to you, you can't stop the bird from flying over your head. Birds can fly over your head, right? But you can stop the bird from setting up his neck on your head. Right? You can stop it. The same way you can't stop thoughts from flying. They will. But you must make sure those thoughts don't stay. You don't make sure you don't give thinking those thoughts. Hallelujah. That's what you have to do. That's how you guard your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No wrong thoughts here. No wrong thoughts here. Hallelujah. Looking at yourself into the week or through last week. How many times did you give heed to wrong thoughts? I said it, that some of us, some people rather, get comfortable with wrong thoughts. No, you shouldn't be comfortable with wrong thoughts. Come here with me. Shouldn't be comfortable. Some people will sit down and plan how to deal with somebody. Is it this one? Okay, what you did to me, I will never ever forget. You're not imagining how you want to Amen. Those are vain evil thoughts. Hallelujah. God doesn't want you to have those thoughts towards anybody. I don't remember then. Because, you know, those people that used to growing up, I know people who were very privileged to have bicycles. Amen. So have you seen those people? So now you're renting their bicycle, one naira. That was them. Want to ride my bicycle? So some will not pay. I say, okay, they'll bring out their bicycle to ride. So they'll be riding their bicycle. They'll not tell you to ride. You beg them. Amen. Amen. And then they'll not give you the bicycle. In fact, the one era you struggled, sometimes is what they give you to buy kunu condensed. Sorry, I don't know kunu condensed. How do you know kunu condensed? You put kunu inside nylon. and then put inside fridge into the block. It's called Kunu Condense. We buy money. You are supposed to buy Kunu Condense in school or ice water. I thought that was 50 kobo. Don't know there's something called 50 kobo. 1 naira. You now save it like a drive bicycle. And the owner of this bicycle, you now enter the bicycle. Once the bicycle falls, even if you want, you just want to stop it. And the thing goes like this, you now will collect it. That your money has finished. Have you seen those kind of people? Okay, let me relate with you guys, the ones you know. Because then once they collect their bicycle back and they are driving it, now the driving will be doing no harm for you, just pray. Let motor just clear you. You just be thinking of how motor just clear the person. That's evil talk. You know how we say? Amen. Amen. Or those guys that used to have ball. The most proud people in the world. Those small children used to have ball. The big ones, they usually don't know how to play. And their parents will buy them ball. But they don't know how to play. So now they're choosing who will play for each step. You play. The moment they are playing, you know you need a goal. And they are the O2 in the field. The moment you don't pass to them, they say, please leave. And if you don't leave the pitch, they'll carry their ball. I don't need to go out. So the moment they pick their ball, I go, you just imagine. There's someone who is going to come up by him there. Let Papa Edim just catch this ball. The man that is stealing your ball, he will tear it in your front. You have to pray. We just receive the ball from you. Amen. Glory to God. Evil thoughts. Who is that already thinking? No. You don't allow thoughts like that. Those are evil thoughts. Amen. You might say, no, it's an harmless thought. No, it's harmful. Very harmful. That's how it starts. I said, the man that carries a gun, it's not the day he went to carry the gun that he first fixed the gun. He has fixed the gun separately in his mind. Come on, enemy. Separately has fixed the gun in his mind. It starts with little thoughts. Little evil thoughts. Evil till boom, become a full-fledged armed robber. Amen. So thoughts are very vital. So God says you shouldn't allow wrong thoughts towards your neighbor. Don't wish people evil. Why? Now you don't wish him, always think, I always thought of it in my heart. Don't even think it. So what I'm saying. Hallelujah. So the point is, some people even wish some people don't graduate in school. Just be stealing. I pray you just be stealing. How? Some people wish some people to be jobless. Evil thoughts. Amen. You've ever thought, you've thought about it. Ah! Don't want this guy to get any job. Jobless and a beggar. So he now sends his CD. Say, please, it's a good heart. Now, you now, before you are sent his CD, remember you thought of evil. He now sent his CD, as soon as he gave his CD on your phone, he just deleted it. That action was born out of what? Evil thought. Or you are seeing his CD and you promised you are going to send his CD out and you didn't even send it at all. Evil thought. It's the product of a wrong thought. Hope you're hearing me. So don't allow evil thoughts. Don't allow what? Evil thoughts. Don't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we said, God wants to what? Influence our hearts. Through the Spirit. And that is internal. God wants to influence our heart through Spirit, that is eternal. And how does He want to influence our heart through His Spirit? How does He want to do it? We said by His Spirit, right? So let's see something. When I hear God's word, as I'm teaching you God's word like this, what is it going to? Your mind all your spirit. Let me know who's been in church. As I'm speaking to you, God, so where is it going to? Your mind, right? Do your mind or spirit?
My mind.
Why? Why not my spirit? Let's come here and let's see something. Amen. It goes into my mind. I'll say something. That is why it's called revelation. That word, thought, is called revelation. Revelation, right? You know, when Paul prays, he grants unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. This is like, now, that word thought is called revelation. Revelation is that word in the Greek, apocalypse. Right? To uncover. It's revelation. First of all, what is scripture? Remember I said the spirit of God is in our spirit, right? Is that what I said? In our spirit. Now, what is the word of God? 2 Timothy chapter 2, I mean chapter 3, verse 16. It says, all scriptures are given by the inspiration of who? Of who? All scriptures are given by the inspiration of God. So therefore, the scriptures, what is written, is inspired by the spirit. Right? So are there informations of the spirit? The written word, the scriptures, are there informations of the spirit? Are there informations of the spirit? They are inspired by the spirit, right? As I'm teaching you, am I teaching you the word inspired by the spirit? Right? Right? So that means my spirit is knowledgeable about God. All of the informations of God, all of the informations in the scripture are in the spirit. Right? Right? Okay, let's get back again. Everybody look up now. Don't write. Look at me. Look up. The scriptures, are they inspired by the spirit? Are they inspired by God's spirit? Are they informations of the spirit? The Bible, the scriptures, are they inspired by God's spirit? Are they informations of God's spirit? Where is God's spirit? In our spirit. Right? Where is God's spirit? So can we say all the informations of God's spirit are in our spirit? Would I be right to say that? Am I right to say it? So all the informations of the spirit are in our spirit. Thank you. Now, why then do we not hear the word? Why then do we not study the word since they are in our spirit? We study it so that it will become revelation to our mind. What is? We study the word so that it becomes revelation to our mind. It becomes open. That's the word revelation. Revelation means to uncover. There are informations of the spirit that are covered to the mind. Did you see that? They are hidden from the mind. So when I study God's word, when I'm taught God's word, it is now being revealed to the mind. Hope you're hearing me. So when God's word is taught, what is receiving it? The mind. Our mind is receiving God's word as information of the spirit that is taught to us, so that our minds will accept it. Hallelujah. So therefore we can say revelation is what information of the spirit available to our spirit now being made known to our mind to comprehend. Can you see it? Hallelujah. So our mind comprehends the information of the spirit that is in our spirit when the word is taught. Hallelujah. So can we now say that is internal? That is internal. Internal what? Sources of information to the mind. Why? Because there are already information in our spirit, but we are now knowing God's word so that it will impact our mind. Amen. Hope you're following me. So that's why we teach God's word. We teach God's word because God needs your mind. That's why we teach God's word. That's why we read the scripture, because God needs your mind. Everything you read in scriptures are available in your spirit. Why do we hear word of wisdom, word of knowledge, word of revelation? We need those words, supernatural utterances, because they are information in our spirit, but now it's been told us by the Holy Ghost that our minds will receive it. Hallelujah! What are you telling me? Is it told us that our minds will receive it? Oh, this is what God is doing. Wants to walk through me. This is what God is doing in here. Oh, my mind is now receiving. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. So God needs my mind. Did you see that? You see how vital the mind is. You see how vital the mind is. Glory to God. Glory to God. Therefore, what does that show me? It shows me that I have a responsibility of feeding my mind with God's word all the time. I mustn't starve my mind. Some people are starving their mind. Because in our world today, where there are a whole lot of information out there, the world is an information gallery of several things. Several things are roaming the internet, roaming everywhere, several gifts. Hallelujah. Some people from Monday till today, they've been busybody, focusing on other people's issues. Also, heard of a celebrity that had an issue. And people have been on it from Monday to Friday in the office. Don't you have your own life? What? Hallelujah. Amen. Information everywhere. Then somebody now said, in all their talk, somebody around just said, in fact, marriage is a scam. I laugh. And then, imagine all the women that give birth. All the women that give birth. And because of the one woman that gave birth and died, you know, and said giving birth is a scam. How can that be? That's rubbish. How can you say rubbish? Because you feed your mind with rubbish. Somebody recently was telling me school is a scam, education is a scam. I said it's because you are an old book. I said school is a scam. Are you okay? And in less than a month, you come and they ask those who went to school for money. So I thought it's a scam. Stop saying rubbish. Stop saying rubbish. Some of you shouldn't say. Glory to God. Glory to God. You watch your mind, right? You watch your mind. Watch your mind. Watch what you allow into your mind. Rather than allowing wrong things, feed your mind with God's word. Some people you check. I said I was going to do something all through this year, but I forgot it. I think I'm going to start it off again. Well, I know that recently I've done some things to my social media. I did it personally on purpose to ensure that I don't use an average time I spend on Facebook doesn't go beyond 5 minutes average, maybe 5 to 10 minutes. The last time I checked, it was 15 minutes. I said that was too much, absolutely. Some people, if you open their own, 10 hours. Why would, along what my pastor said, he said, Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, should just go away at least for 1 month. Because this world, we need a mental reset. Some people need to reset their mind. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. About 2 years back, for like some hours, WhatsApp and Facebook was down. I did not know. For few hours. So when we were now talking about it the next day, I just knew that I sent some message. I didn't believe I felt whether maybe my data was exhausted, so I just off everything and then I don't have time for data. Amen. So when we were not talking about it, someone else said she almost felt like dying, that she couldn't do anything. Someone said, he was thinking a rapture has taken place. How? Because WhatsApp and Facebook did not go. Come on now. What are you feeding your mind to? Some people all through the week didn't listen to one message. They didn't open their Bible. They didn't even sing Christian songs. But they sang worldly songs. All true. Ayebo, Ayeba. Somebody call it Popo. I sang it all true. Amen. Monday to Sunday. Hey, scripture. When the moment they open their Bible, they will sleep. You just James. James. Ole. Amen. You don't have study the law. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You feed your mind. God wants you to feed your mind. Hallelujah. God wants you to feed your mind. Feed your mind with the right word. Some people, all your friends, all you guys talk about is about the opposition. All you guys talk about is about one nonsense, one flimsy, one rubbish thing or the other. That's the only information you have going into your mind. You know, it's time to change it. It's time to change that. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says, it says, evil communication corrupt good manners. Evil communication. What you say, your fellowshipping. Amen. What do you say when you are with people? It can corrupt you. Don't say, no, it will not do me anything. It will not do me anything. You are a liar. Amen. Before you know it, you don't begin to like this. Your middle name is not gist lover, gist mania, gossip mania. Amen. Hey, come and see what happened to that brother. Because you allow those things get into your mind. Open with me. You've let those things into your mind too much. So you need to watch your mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Your mind should be, listen to me, your mind should be a holy ground. Make your mind a holy ground. Glory to God. Don't let your mind be a just a dumb type. Glory to God, just a dumb type. Let it dump get. In fact, your mind is more smelling than that place. You know, that is when you are coming from outside Lagos, how you know that you enter Lagos is from Ojota? Yeah, you are not in Lagos. That is sweet smelling savon. Amen. Sweet smelling savon. This is Ojota. Welcome home. Even with your AC, even if you have AC, you block everything, block everything. That thing has a way of penetrating. Welcome to Lagos. Glory to God. But I'm telling you, don't make your mind a dumb size for rubbish. You are sleeping on every side, talking to everybody. No! Hallelujah! There's some talk when people are like, I'm not interested. Not for my mind. My mind should be holy. Hallelujah. My mind should be holy. You take away those noises. You take away those rubbish. I'm going to teach us that by next week. Hallelujah. Amen. How to take away those noises from our mind. I'm going to make a practice of it every day. Hallelujah. I won't allow those imaginations to sing. I won't allow those thoughts to come. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So I have a duty. I have a duty over my mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the world is full of information, is full of noises. social media happening, this one, that one, that one, that one, rubbish talk and the like. Hallelujah. But you have a work to do. I said sometimes we don't need to be vested too much in listening to those information or be an active participator in those information. Sometimes we can be very passive. Passive like just walking by and those information drop. And then begin to think about it. How many of you have that happened to you? You're not in the conversation, but you just heard it by the wayside. And as you know, you began to think about some things that were said. How many of you have been like that? Don't lie, you're in church. It happens to me severally. Amen. How do you think I know somebody called the purple? From different times. So one day I was just walking, I was asking him, somebody called the purple. Casablanca. Oh, the purple, I said, ha. That happens. Pastor! Pastor! Yes, so I have something active to do to my mind. What do I mean? Amen. I need you to sit there. Have you not heard people? You may not be in that conversation. Maybe you are working. Yes, what is that? Red wine is good for the heart. It's good for the heart. Just take it often. Did you research it? No, you only heard it. Amen. Amen. And you just heard it. Say alcohol is good. Did you research it? No, you only heard it. Were you in the conversation? No. I begin to think like that. And say, there is not be lying to yourself and drinking alcohol. I'm saying it's good for the heart. It's good for the heart. Olenye, you are a drunkard. Amen. Amen. You are a drunkard. Live life good for heart, good for chest, good for both. You are a drunkard. Rubbish. Amen. Amen. What are following me? So we have to watch our mind. Watch what is here. Hallelujah. So I'm going to teach you also. How do you wage the war? When you hear such things, there's a way you should respond. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You see, there are some people who have stayed so long in a sickness. And it's not because the sickness can't go away. It's just because they've not been healed in their mind. They've not been healed in their mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A dear man of God shared the story of someone who went to do HIV test. And they now made a mistake on the person's test. And I gave the person a test showing the person is HIV positive. From that day, the person began to fall sick. But I was okay, oh. So the sight of that sound of the average HIV, headache, back pain, then it began to shrink. But one day they now told him, go and do test again. So they said, go and get another test so I can see what's wrong with you again. I went to do test. You're never HIV positive. Went back to the hospital. Don't come and say they've been looking for him. That was the wrong test that they gave to him. So how did the headache come? How did the pain come? What he had heard. There's a dear brother of ours that went to NDA. Went to NDA, it was okay. Very, very okay. Spirit, soul and body. Strong. He got to NDA and they told him that he had hepatitis B. So the moment they told him down, his heart began to fail. All those symptoms began to come. He began to feel sticky. He began to shrink. I told him, you know what, hold on. Get back to Lagos. Then I was in school, I told him I was coming back. I said, there's nothing wrong with this. The mom called me. Everybody was crying. He has hepatitis B. Incurable. I said, what? I got home and then I had a long talk with him about God's word and how that is God wasn't him. And then I laid hands on him. One, that pain left. That pain and everything left was gone. Two, he went back again and was okay. Right? You never had it. But what happened to you was your mind. You see, you have to get healed in your mind. Sometimes those reports from the doctor get fed into your mind. And we don't know how to deal with it. Amen. Amen. So you fill your mind with God's word. You fill your mind with God's word of healing. Amen. Some people, they are sick really, but you know, they've not really reconciled themselves that there's something called the healing power of God that is active and is working. Did you see that? So they keep struggling with doubt in their mind. You see how important the mind is. Where is the doubt in? In the mind. They begin to struggle with doubt. So the mind is powerful. Hallelujah. The mind is powerful. And God wants to influence that mind with his word. Hallelujah. By his spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God wants to influence my mind. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. So your mind is important. And a man is a product of his thought process. Matthew 15, quite quickly. A man is a product of his thought process. Matthew 15. Let's start from verse 18. You know what Jesus said to them. He says, let's start from verse 15. And answered them as a Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, are you also yet without understanding? Do you yet not understand that whatever entereth into the mouth goes into the belly and is cast out into the mouth? That is, so when people say, it's not what goes inside me that defines me, what comes out. Right? And they are trying to quote Jesus that, you know what I hear? What I hear doesn't matter. What matters is what I say. No. What goes in is important. So Jesus was referring to as what goes in, right? Right? He was referring to only food. So food goes into your stomach and then it goes into the what? The jaw, into the toilet. Did you see that? But he now says that, he said, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come from where? The what? The what? The heart. Is that the mind? Comes from the mind. And they defile the man. So what comes out will defile the man? Hallelujah. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, blasphemy. And this things defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. Did you see that? So what defiles a man comes from the man's thought process. It comes from there. It comes from the mind. It comes from your thought process. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have a duty to guard our mind. Guard our heart. With God's word. Guard our heart. We stay renewing our mind with God's word. We stay feasting on God's word this week. Have a festival of the word this week. Listen to the word of God back to back. Listen to messages. I'll share with someone who is not a member of our church. I said on our website, all the messages we have, if you start playing them on the 1st of January and you put them on autoplay, everything, you will, by end of December, you will not be done listening to all the messages. Morning and night. Amen. We have in terms of space, we have about 29 gigabytes of messages on that website. So about 29. And they will run from January to December to January to June as of today. Non-stop. So that means you have enough information on our website to keep you renewing your mind every day. You put it on autoplay. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. That's still renewing my mind. So this week you're going to spend time with your mind. Saying God's words. Listening to God's word rather. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we'll see next week, God wants us to guard our hearts. And in guarding our hearts, I'm introducing you to what I'll begin to talk about next week. Now, I said, you stay renewing your mind, you stay guarding your heart. Did you see that? Amen. So, as we get to see next week, that guarding of our heart, renewing of our mind, is active. Is what? Very active. It's not passive, it's active. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that activeness is both proactive and reactive. Okay, you hear me? The activeness of how we guard our mind is both proactive and reactive. You are both, no, we don't want to be reactive. You are going to be both proactive and reactive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's an active work. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, I'm going to bring this here. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27. Listen, it is. I'll start with verse 23. It says, and this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be a partaker thereof with you. Know ye not that they which run the race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that serveth for the master is temperate in all things. Now the doers of sin a corruptible crown, but we incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fast I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep my body and bring it into subjection, lose by enemies, when I preach to others, I myself will be cast away. Hallelujah. The word body there is the word soma. Soma. It is the constituent part. Amen. Amen. So, I put my body under subjection. Constituent part, not just the flesh. My body, inclusive of both my mind. Did you see that? I put my body, inclusive of my mind, into subjection. The word subjection there is the word in the Greek, dolagogio. G-O-L-A-G-O-G-E-O. Or, it's spelled G-O-U. G-O-U-L-A-G-O-G-E-O. Dulagogio. Dulagogio is, I'll give you the etymology of that word. The word dulagogio is used by the Greeks for how you capture, they call it spoils of warfare. Slaves, how you capture people in warfare. The slaves, the people that you captured in the warfare, have conquered the city, have captured the people they are slaves. Right? So, he says, I put my body like a slave. To what? To my spirit. Isn't that? Hallelujah. I subject my body. Handle it like a slave. Subject my mind. Handle it as a slave. Don't let go of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how God wants you to deal with your mind. No, that's why I love what a preacher says. He says, man is a spirit that has a soul. So he says, your soul is man's possession. It's the possession of the spirit and lives in the body. So that means God wants to influence the mind through the spirit. You see that? Remember I told you last week, these two definitions are not wrong. So I said, man is spirit, soul and body. Man is a spirit, has a soul, living in the body. They are not wrong. Because in a real sense, God wants you to have possession of your mind. Hope you are with me. Amen. God wants you to deal with your mind. Justly. have possession of your mind. Some people, their mind is being dictated by social media influencers. You just put out something, pam, 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 that's what you begin to think about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. God wants me to have my mind captive to the Spirit. I have in my life making it a captive of warfare. Make your mind that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when it comes to the things of the Spirit, when it comes to the will of God, following God's will in your everyday life, right? The mind must be constantly, now when you hear captive there, now when you bring in a captive, the captive or a slave from warfare, you teach the slave. Right? The slave is now learning from the master, serving the master. That's how the mind should work. So when it comes to the things of the Spirit and how and God's will for the earth, you must constantly, your mind must constantly be learning from the Spirit. What are you hearing me? Your mind must constantly be learning from your Spirit. Your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The mind must never be treated superior to the Spirit. Never at all. Never treat your mind superior to the Spirit. Never treat your mind. Hallelujah. That's why in 1 John 1 we read, it says, if your mind condemns you, say, who is greater than your mind? God is greater than your mind. Did you hear that? So the information of God is greater than the information your mind is giving to you. Very vital. Your mind is telling you, ah, this is a no. God's word says this. So my mind is got to align to this. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, you deal with your mind justly. You deal with your mind with God's word. Hallelujah. I close. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. So God wants our mind. He wants our mind. Glory to God. He wants our mind. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10. God wants our mind. And in God wants in our, when God wants in our mind, Satan too wants to influence our mind. From with what? External. Can you remember that? External forces. He wants to influence our mind. Satan too wants the mind of a believer. Wants our mind. Amen. Amen. So Satan cannot influence your mind from within. Influence your mind from what? External. So therefore, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul will now say, from verse 3. He says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. Say, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God. We're going to look at this from Sunday next week. So the pulling down of strongholds. Say, casting down what? Casting down what? Is that tough? And every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. So that means my thoughts, my imagination wants to go above the knowledge of God. Remember I said, your mind mustn't be treated superior to the knowledge of God's word, to the Spirit. Can you see that? Every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. Okay? It says, and bringing into captivity every thought. Can you see what I've been sharing with us? Bringing into captivity. Captivity. Captive of warfare. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. Christ's knowledge. Hallelujah. So that means there should be no knowledge in this world, in our mind, that should be above the knowledge of God's word, above the knowledge of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I have a duty. You see, the fight is not the fight with the devil. Can you see that? Satan is not the factor. The devil has been defeated. Hallelujah. The fight is there waging a warfare with what? Information, things, devices of the enemy, of the devil himself, that want to penetrate our mind. This is that our thought process. Glory to God. So that's what we wage the warfare with. Or wage the warfare against, sorry. Wage the warfare against that. Hallelujah. So this week, as we go, I have a duty of feeding my mind. So I'm going to take it actively to feed my mind. Feed my mind with God's word. Feed my mind. I have that duty to feed my mind with God's word. I have that duty to listen to messages. You can do something this week as you go. When you get home, how many messages do you want to listen to this week? Apart from the one your pastor will ask you to listen to, how many do you want to listen to? Be active. Put it in your ear. You know, you can get earphones. You can get, we cannot get the earbuds or the iPod or the app or the earbud or, the AirPods. You can get AirPods, you can get the earbuds. You can get an earphone with wire. That is cheaper. At least that will go for 500. Get it. Be active. Let it be that they should know you, know us, that we're always listening to messages. Amen. Train yourself with God's word. Train yourself. Train yourself. I just remember the days of Walkman. How many of you know Walkman? Yes. Walkman. You don't know Walkman? Ah. Because in those days we have Walkman, we put CD. In fact, they used to have the one that was called with cassette. I still have some of those messages I used to listen to inside cassette. Inside cassette, you put it. Then when I started using Walkman, CD, you put it inside, close it, hold it. And then, we were the big boys. Once you have Walkman, hold it like this. Then with earphones, white ones, then you're hearing the message. Then God's word. Be active. Today you can have it in your phone. Not necessarily have it in your phone, you can just have it, the Bluetooth on. Just hear it. And your phone is somewhere else. Maybe charging or doing something, and you're hearing God's word, even while you are washing. Amen. Be active this week, hearing God's word. Be active. Not the messages you start, and after 5 minutes, you are... The message will finish in your ear and you are sleeping. Amen. It's something you hear actively, hearing God's word. Amen. Amen. You are in the office, you are working, and you are tight with your work. You can just listen to God's word while you are working. Rather than hearing gossip, rubbish, nonsense, right? Invest in God's word. Rather than sitting amongst people and like gisting and gossiping people. And then you are now the server one, server two. You are the one carrying the server of the gist. Just cover your ears. Cover your ears, he's saying, I cover my ears with the blood of Jesus. You just cover your ears. So the blood of Jesus in your ears is your earphone. I've covered your ears. Hearing God's word alone. Is that clear? Hallelujah. I'm not saying the blood of Jesus is covering ear. I'm just, you know what I'm talking about. Just cover your ears and hear God's word all through the week. You can make it a point of duty this week. Amen. 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 Learn something? Are you sure? Are you sure, sure, sure? Amen. I'm going to come to someone and share what you've learned within the next...